Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey everybody, welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. I'm Jeff, along with Leanne, and we've got David Ehart today with us. Am I saying that right?
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah. Senior Director of Communications and Brand Marketing for Prairie Fresh. If you haven't had Prairie Fresh ribs or any of their pork, I would recommend you give it a shot. That's it's really something. One thing you said in the real show before we get on with the after hours here, David, is when you said the FDA doesn't really rate the carcasses, you guys do. You have your own machine there. How long did it take you to design that technology to, you know, to find the marbling and stuff in the meat?
It was in the works for a good 3 to 4 years.
Was it really?
Yeah. Yeah. And then we validated. So we brought in one plant at a time and we validated each plant. And that was about a 6 to 8 month process, even after we brought the equipment into the second and third plants each.
Cool. 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 All right. This is where we do lightning round. I don't know how you would best describe these questions and where they take us, but you'll figure it out. Okay.
They're all over the board.
They're all over the board. So let's start with a relatively easy one. If you could cook for, then dine with a historical figure, David, who would it be and what would be on the menu? They can be with us or long gone.
Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just think he was so pivotal in the way he shaped this country. And then I probably would serve him. I have to be Prairie Fresh pork. Pork tenderloin. That's my favorite cut.
There you go. There you go. You know, you're not the first person to say Lincoln, but you were the first person that actually gave a real good reason for it as far as pivotal in the way he's shaping the country. Most of them just found him fascinating, which is true.
Or too thin and needed to eat.
Too thin and needed to eat. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, if you started your career all over again, would you choose the same path? It's kind of a loaded question.
Yeah, it is. And I haven't veered very far off, but I probably would. Because I'm thrilled with where I ended up and the pathway that led to it. And sometimes it wasn't the most direct route, but yeah. I can't see myself any other place.
Okay. That's easy. If Leanne declared you supreme ruler of barbecue for one day, just one day, but what would you as supreme ruler decree? And then once you decreed it, it was law.
Geez, that's a tough one. I'll think about that for a second. Really, I never thought about that. So maybe something along the lines of everyone always have fun with it.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah, that's very fair. That's very fair. David, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much barbecue do you eat on a regular basis? And that can encompass just grilling or cooking outside on a flat top or charcoal, whatever. That's a broad definition here, but how much do you eat on a regular basis?
About a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is. Yeah, it is. It really is one of my favorite foods.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. What's one of the worst places you've ever had to cook? you know, pick up the tongs and the spatula, and what's the worst place that David had to cook?
Probably just a campsite. It's probably the worst, you know. Yeah. I've been pretty fortunate.
There you go. Was Chris Lilly, wasn't it, Leanne, in the snow in his underwear with his kid?
I think so.
Yeah. That's a different question anyway, coming down the line. David, if you were an animal, what animal would you be and why? You probably wouldn't be a hog because, you know, it's a fairly short lifespan.
Yeah. You know, but it's hard for me not to say a pig because I'm so fascinated with them. And that came from growing up on the farm. I would spend hours out in the pig pen just with them. I just still fascinated with them today.
Aren't they second only to like a dolphin in intelligence?
Yeah, they're extremely smart.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. I always thought they were funny too, especially when they're little.
Yeah.
I wish they could talk.
didn't you ever watch Charlotte's Web? Come on, they can talk.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first thing you ever grilled, barbecued, or smoked? And I'm not talking about what you did in college. I'm talking about food.
Yeah. I think it was probably a beef steak on the grill as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we had a lot of beef too.
You said a minute ago about how many times barbecue you eat.
Yeah.
Is it mostly pork or do you integrate beef and chicken and fish or whatever? What's your ratios there?
To be honest, at home, I will eat a lot more fish and chicken than I do pork because I eat a lot of pork here at the office.
Oh, I'm sure. Sure. If we put David's skills to music, what would the music be?
What would the music be? Something fun, like Uptown Funk or something like that. So,
sure.
There you go.
Sure. What would be your suggestion for the biggest change that you think could or should be made regarding competitive barbecue?
Probably not the first person to say this. I'm concerned about being accessible to everyone because it's become such an expensive sport. So can we get more to single meats or smaller cuts or something that's, first of all, not as time consuming as expensive?
Yeah. Nope, we lost your picture there, David.
Oh, what happened? That's okay.
I don't know. It'll come back. When you go to a when you go to competition barbecue, is there part of it, one category that's your favorite? Obviously, you're going to root for the pork division, but is there one in particular that you really, really like? Maybe it's desserts because you won the award with the rye pie.
I am fascinated what they do with the desserts. I'm going to tell you that'll be true. Pork ribs. I'm not a huge rib fan when it comes to eating them. I appreciate a really good rib. So I think that's why I enjoy seeing people do extremely well with that category.
You know who else likes desserts? That lady
in front of the group of desserts. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We when we were in Texas, 3 years now ago, we walked by and looked at like the meat behind us. That's some behind me there. That's great. Off we go to the kids who are in baking out the desserts then. And she went back to the same tent like 5 times.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was all good. David, what's one thing you miss about your 20s? I know you're only 31. So what's one thing you miss about your 20s?
My ability to water ski like I used to.
That kind of gone by the wayside a little bit?
Yeah.
Is it Is it still water skiing or is it just water floating on being dragged behind a boat?
Yeah, that's it. I hardly even get behind the boat anymore. I just, other than jumping off the side.
I got it.
That was one of my passions when I was in my 20s.
Barefoot, single ski?
Single slalom skier.
There you go.
I was a water skier as well.
I was a scuba diver. So there you go. I like to go beneath the water, and I like to fish. Anyway, what do you want to do when and if you ever retire?
I would like to, this sounds a little crazy, but not get away from food. I think it'd be fun to like do special events, like jump in and cook, either like for a caterer or something like that, that I could get to spend more time in the kitchen because I don't get to do that now.
There you go. There you go. What's the hardest part of your job?
Managing multiple tasks at once. We get hit with customer inquiries, consumer inquiries, just internal things. There's a lot going on. When you mentioned during the regular interview, you know, I get about 300 to 400 emails a day.
Yeah. Oh my God. So you have a team that handles that?
Yeah. But it's hard to keep up with it. Emails are definitely the hardest part of the job.
Yeah. I get 250 a day anymore. Probably 30
That's
of
a
them.
Lot.
Yeah. But probably about 30 of them are worth actually reading. And dealing with, and the others either people want something or they want to, you know, I get a lot of emails from PR firms want to be on the shows or something like that. But I found sorting through them takes a little more time. Some of them you can just dismiss out of hand because you recognize the person writing it and you know they're from Madison Avenue or whatever, and it's not somebody you deal with. Anyway, doesn't matter. What's your favorite movie?
Oh, it's easy. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Ah. Yes. Yes. Yes, absolutely. If you could work with one of your barbecue heroes, David, who would the hero be? Besides Leanne, who would it be?
He's got to be very careful.
I know.
Because we didn't talk about my ambassador list. So.
Yeah, no, I retract the question. Sorry, that's unfair.
Okay, let me rephrase it like this. If you could work with one of your barbecue heroes that was not in your ambassador program, and that they lived in South Africa, who would it be?
I would be an honored if I get to work with our ambassadors all the time, but it would be fun just to like cook with them all the time. There's a lot there.
Yeah.
What do you think the barbecue skill that took you the longest to master? I mean, you've been to culinary school, you've got a very, you know, diverse background in food and in farming and all that. But there always seems to be one skill, whether it's a particular cut of meat or whether it's the timing or whether it's the trimming or the temperature, whatever it is. What's one that you think it took you the longest to master?
I think I'm still mastering it. So if I have to deal with true like live fire, I still struggle. Either it goes really well or it doesn't. And I still haven't completely mastered in a live fire situation. I love playing with it. I haven't played with it enough.
I'm not sure, and Leanne will probably correct me on this, which is fine. I'm not sure everybody or anybody, I should say, 100% of the time masters live fire. Leanne?
I think there's a level that you get to that you understand it and how it works with all of the factors that are around it. And I do think that there's a knowledge level, but that's what's so cool about cooking with live fire. It's never the same.
Yeah.
And that's what's so intriguing about it. But no, I don't think that anyone fully masters it, but I think there are people that fully understand it.
Yeah, no, I would accept that. So what is the best day for David Ehart contained for activities? Away from work, away from work.
So say that again. So
it's, what is the best day for David contained?
Oh, okay.
With activities, okay, but away from your job.
For me, it's sitting out on the boat on the lake.
Yeah.
Anytime I can do that, it's the only time I turn off.
What lake are you near?
So Lake of the Ozarks is about 2.5 hours away, and I have a lake home at Lake of the Ozarks. So
very nice.
Do you fish?
I do.
Ah, there you go. What do you fish for there?
Mostly crappie.
Mostly crappie. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Good eating.
Okay. Dire Straits, AC/DC, or Billy Ray Cyrus?
I have to say Billy Ray.
Okay. There you go. Boxers or briefs?
Boxer briefs.
Boxer there you briefs. Go. Okay.
That seems to be the thing.
That seems to be the thing. Yeah. Especially if you're Chris Lilly cooking in the snow at the Jack or whatever it was. I don't remember. It was a funny exchange. That was a couple of years ago, though. Sweatshirts or formal wear?
Sweatshirts.
Okay. Worst concert you ever attended?
I don't know. I haven't been to that many. I don't go to that many concerts. Unfortunately, they've all been really good.
Yeah. Okay. If you could erase one mistake from your past, what would it be and why? You're turning red there, David. I just want to tell you. Thought I'd pass
think
that
about
on.
This for a second. One mistake that I could probably, the thing I regret the most is that I didn't take more food science classes in college.
Yeah. Yeah, I could say that too. What's your idea of a dream menu?
Oh.
Don't have to be 15 items, just
or
a dinner or something.
Yeah, I love burn-ins, even though it's not pork.
Yeah.
So anything you put burn-ins on is probably good with me, and like a really good vegetable. I love a grilled vegetable too. I'm pretty basic when it comes to that.
Uh-huh.
And then obviously it has to have some amazing dessert, and it's probably some type of mousse-based dessert.
Ah.
There you go. There you go. Okay, this is the one that usually makes people kind of go, oh. What would your last meal be on death row?
That's pretty easy. And it's a little bizarre. I love grilled liver and onions.
Oh, yeah. You're in a very small percentile.
It was one of the things that I craved as a kid, my mom would make. And I
That's
still
so
love
odd.
It. Yeah.
Did she put bacon in it?
Yeah, I'm sure she did. Yeah.
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 I still love it. I never understood why people didn't like it.
Wow.
You know, my mom made it, pan fried it.
Yeah.
Right. And then put the onions in about the time she flipped the liver over, and they would all meld together and all that. I always liked it, but a friend of mine in college, we went to some cafe and they had liver and onions, and I ordered liver and onions, and his name was David too. And he said, that stuff tastes like dirt. I said, no, it tastes like liver and onions. It's really good. No, it tastes like dirt.
Very unusual.
Yeah. So anyway, we have that in common, David. We have that in common. Last question here for you, buddy. This is your chance to deliver David Ehart's message to the world. What would your message to the world be?
Pretty simple. Never to be take yourself too serious about anything, but still give her a whole heart in everything you do.
Nice.
Very nice. Very nicely done.
Where can people find out, David? This is the interrogation is over. Where can people find out more about Prairie Fresh? And I should have done this in the regular show. You want to lay some websites on them and stuff?
Yeah, so we have our website, which is prairiefresh.com. You can also go to seaboardfoods.com and get there as well. We're also on all the social channels of Instagram and Facebook, so we have a pretty strong presence on those, and we're at Prairie Fresh on both those channels.
Excellent.
Perfect.
Yeah, David Ehart, Senior Director of Communications and Marketing for Prairie Fresh. Thank you. You've been a great sport, by the way. I appreciate it.
Yeah, very good. Very informative.
Yes, really so. We'll be back next week with another edition of After Hours. And we want to thank David for, again, putting up with us today on the regular show and then After Hours here. So, David, again, thank you. Yeah. And for Leanne and myself, we will be back next week abusing another witness. No, another guest here on Barbecue Nation. I hope you all have a great week. Take care. And remember our motto, turn it, don't burn it.